You're still gone. And I know you're not around because someone like you is easy to follow on social media, especially when you're posting updates for fans. And I try not to look. But the past couple of days have been really hard, and I can't help but wish that you'd walk in and smile and make me feel special. Does that sound ridiculous? Probably. But I miss seeing you every once in a while. I felt that those previous encounters are building, and it's become easier not seeing you, but at the same time, I'm a little nervous for when you might come back. I tried to describe the situation to a friend. Most people who are well known like that, they look different in person. Maybe they're not as impressive as you thought, or maybe they treat you badly or pretend you don't exist. But you're different. You're so different. Someone tried to tell me that you were just charming, but this is so much more than that, isn't it? I freaked out over it for a while, and it's kind of silly I'm recording this message to you, not saying your name, you not knowing much about me at all, and fairly positive you'll never hear it. But more than anything, I've really been wondering what it's like to kiss you. I think about your mouth near mine. I wonder why you leaned in so close. I was speaking at a perfectly reasonable volume. You knew what I'd be thinking, didn't you? You can't lean into a woman who's obviously attracted to you like that and not have her mind racing about you kissing her. Why did you do that to me? A gesture? Just so I'd know. Well, I fucking know now, okay? And I want you to come back. I want you to come back so I can actually introduce myself. We haven't even exchanged first names, even though I know yours. And you probably figured mine out by now, but it would be nice just to hear you say it. Oh God. There's this sense of excitement when you're around. There's a spark. There's a whole wave of energy that you bring with you. Do you even know that? I can see why people would fangirl, fanboy, cry when meeting you. I don't know. I'm sure you have some stories. You're so normal seeming. You don't act like you're greater than you are, if that makes sense. You don't behave pompously. You don't act paranoid. You don't act like you're any better than anyone else. That is so sexy. You're confident and intelligent. And I know your views on equality and sexuality, and it makes you all the more attractive. And we have things in common, other than our taste in music and